Brother drives 530 miles to deliver masks to sister caring for coronavirus patients. By Amy Furr on May 11, 2020. A man in New Jersey went the extra mile Thursday to help his sister who works as a nurse in Greensboro, North Carolina. When Joshua Yachkaji's employer, Vivint Solar, announced it planned to donate a box of N95 masks to healthcare workers, he asked they be given to medical professionals at Cone Health, according to a press release. His sister, Alexis Schulman, RN, has volunteered to work at Cone Health Green Valley Campus, a facility exclusively for COVID-19 patients, the release said. Instead of shipping the masks, Joshua and his friend Corey Valfiades decided to deliver them in person to show how appreciative they were of the nurses' hard work during the health crisis. After driving 530 miles, the two friends finally reached their destination and were met with smiles and several thank yous. "My brother and I have always stuck together, and I'm not surprised he would do this for Cone Health," Alexis said. "It's an organization that I call my second home and one that has always treated me right so I can focus on giving everything to my patients. Thank you so much for supporting this donation," she continued. Following the delivery, Joshua said anyone who had ever met Alexis knew how deeply she cared about the well-being of her patients. He continued, "On behalf of Vivint, Corey and myself, I'd like to say that I hope this helps in some measure to put your employees at ease knowing that they have enough equipment to keep them safe. Knowing that my sister, among others, is spending her time caring for others is no surprise by any means. The passion she has for this career has been made clear, and if you have not seen it already, you will in the future." Later, Cone Health Med Center High Point Nursing Director Scott Bennett, RN, praised Alexis for her willingness to care for those battling the coronavirus. "Alexis is very dedicated to Cone Health. She has been working with us for 4 years at Med Center High Point, but when asked to help our COVID-19 patients, she did so without hesitation and has worked there for 2 weeks," he concluded.